What's up, film fans? Welcome to another episode of What the Flick, the fast and the funniest blokeo riffs, the podcast where we figure out what happens in Fast and Furious movies we haven't seen based only on the poster. I'm Matt.
And I, of course, am Mac.
And today it's number five, folks. It's Fast Five.
What the flick? What the flick? We don't know what a movie is. Gonna tell you what we think it's about with the help of the poster. We figure it out. What the flick? What the flick? Gonna write a film that already exists. We'll do it better because we're so cool and back to 2 years of film school. What the flick? What the flick? We're never gonna watch that shit. Got better writers than Steven Spielberg. Film directors are all thunder. What the flick? What the flick? That's the name of the podcast. It's almost time, so make some noise. It's time for the poster boys. So what the flick?
What a wonderful day it is to have a wonderful guest. Everyone, it's Only Bloody Jack from Twitch channel Wasps Kill Bears. Hello, Wasps. Sorry.
Hello. I was so curious as how you're going to address the name situation. That was ideal.
I've never called you Jack, but I thought I'd be polite and give you your proper name.
It was much better than on previous episode where we had Adam Goodall, who is Daggett Vivo on Twitch.
Ooh.
And Max said, "What would you like us to call you? Daggett or Adam?" And he said, "Oh, call me Adam, please." And Matt went, "All right, Daggett, I will." And then no called him Adam ever again.
Yeah. Maybe for this episode and this episode only, we full name each other. So with Stuart and Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good.
But with surnames and postal addresses as well.
Sure. National insurance number.
Sure.
Do you know your national insurance number?
I do, yeah.
No, that's too much. I realize the national insurance I know off by heart, but I don't know like my phone number off by heart, which is weird.
That's nuts that you don't know your phone number off by heart.
Yeah.
I know my national insurance number, just not in the right order. I know what numbers are within it.
That seems
but I can never remember the order that they go. Yeah. Some may say that's akin to not knowing your national insurance number.
Some may say that. That's true. But I think those people are cowards and fools.
Jack's never been paid for a day's work.
And I never will.
Sometimes a little bit of money goes in. He's like, "Well, I've got it right eventually, but I just can't remember what it was, what day I got it right." That's the problem.
There is a solid chance that in three different jobs, I've written three different numbers.
Exciting.
Certainly possible.
Jack, have you any relationship to the Fast and Furious franchise? Have you seen any of them or have any feelings about them?
I have seen Hobbs and Shaw.
Hey,
that's a great one to have seen.
One of them is in this movie. I don't know whether it's Hobbs or Shaw.
Maybe six, but I'm not entirely sure if I have. I might have seen six.
Six is the one in London.
I might have just been stood next to a busy road. I'm not sure.
Well, if you've been in London and saw a busy road, that's probably pretty similar to watching six, I'd imagine.
Is six in London?
Yeah, six is all in London. It's real weird. They have a fight in Waterloo Station.
I mean, we've all had a fight in Waterloo Station.
Just to be clear, Hobbs is the one in this one. Hobbs is The Rock.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big I'm Hobbsy. Guessing six must have been the one with Shaw, if they're in London.
Well, would you know that the one in London does have a Shaw as the bad guy, but it's not Jason Statham.
Oh, my God.
Is that why? Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to spoil Hobbs and Shaw for everyone.
Yeah.
Please don't. We might have to do it.
Oh, yeah, good point. You have to do it. You can't not do Hobbs and Shaw.
I feel like we absolutely can not do Hobbs and Shaw. It's not a mainline episode.
No, you have to do Hobbs and Shaw. It's an essential part of the universe.
But also in our timeline, it could not be. Our timeline could just be Hobbs and Shaw go for a little dinner. The end. Jason Statham pays for everything in fivers. Hobbs breaks the table, putting his hand down gently on it. So you've only seen one of them, essentially, and it's not an actual mainline one.
Yeah, it's when I know I've only definitely seen that.
Yeah.
I might have seen six. I really don't know.
I've seen six recently, and I don't think it was... I couldn't tell you much happens, and other than there's a bit where they're fighting while a plane's taking off. And the fight is, honest to God, 20 minutes. And I'm like,
so
where?
That's ringing a bell. That's ringing a bell. Planes.
I'm like, is this plane taking off on the motorway? Because why is it still on the ground?
There's a bit in Casino Royale, right, where James Bond fights a guy as a plane's taking off.
Yeah.
Because the man is, he's about to do plane terrorism.
Oh, no. And that's the most famous form of terrorism nowadays.
It is. Possibly the worst form. Who's to say?
I don't remember that in Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Skyfall, the one that's in the sky?
No.
No, that's where the sky falls.
Yeah, they that's where they do it.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Living Daylights?
No, I'm thinking of Casino. He goes into a thing, what do you call the plane where planes go? Airport. He goes into an airport.
Ah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm following a guy. And then the guy's about to do plane crimes, and he stops the guy doing plane crimes, and then they're like, oh, you stopped the guy doing plane crimes, and that means that Mads Mikkelsen has lost a lot of money, and so he's going to go and do poker. And now you're also going to go do poker, James Bond.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. I misunderstood. I thought on a plane taking off situation rather than just being at an airport. Yeah,
no. He's just adjacent to a plane that is about to take off.
Jason Statham, sorry.
Sorry, playing, yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe once you've completed this, you could do all 25 James Bond films.
Maybe we could. Unfortunately, I think I've seen them all apart from the last one, the most recent one.
Well, I've not seen any of the Craigs, so if you ever did take a break, man, I could do all the Craigs and you could do all the Brosnans.
I've seen all of the Bond movies.
Oh, I see. Apart from the last one. Which is good.
Is it, though? Is it?
I liked it.
I think doing these last four episodes has made me realize how little respect I have for the Fast and Furious franchise.
Truly.
Because every now and then I look at the poster and I'm like, this is the first poster that's any way different than the first four. And it's a real shit poster.
It gives you nothing.
I think it's a really interesting poster when you compare it to the other Fast and the Furious movies, right? But let's get into that, shall we?
Time.
First of all, the first thing I want to draw attention to is the guy right at the back with the widest leg stance you've ever seen in your life. Yeah.
Straight away. And my theory is, because obviously you've got all the names at the top of who's in it.
Yeah.
And there's one name I've never heard before, which is Matt Schultz.
And you think that's gotta be Matt Schultz. Matt Schultz sounds like a comedian with a Netflix special and like Twitter opinions.
Can I make a suggestion about who that character is?
You may.
As we all know, in Tokyo Drift 3, they're in the wild east of feudal Japan. I reckon he's
cowboy
like
feudal Japan.
Yeah, he's been so used to on riding horses that he's got
That's good. So that's either Ed Sheeran or Lil Bow Wow.
Well, I assume it's Ed Sheeran. Let's just say it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
On a quick side note, does Tyrese Gibson have a robot arm in this poster?
It sure looks like it, but I think it's an
the
Uzi.
Bottom left, yeah. But it does look like he's got a drill for a hand, doesn't it?
It does look like he's got a robot arm, for sure. And maybe that's canon now.
Can I also point out that Dominic Toretto looks like he does not give a fuck about what's happening here?
Yeah,
everyone else
has
got guns and looking stressed, and Toretto's like, motherfucker.
You know when you're being photographed and you don't know what to do with your hands?
Yeah.
That is 100% what's happening with Vin Diesel there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does not know what to do with his hands.
He's not doing the hand
acting.
Do
I put him in my pockets? Oh, that seems...
I think he had them in his pockets at one point. Then the photographer was like, hands got his hands in his pockets. We can't all do that. And then he panicked and he just put his hands out normally. Hands in the background giggling.
Of course, I famously almost once owned a pair of Vin Diesel's trousers.
That's true.
That is a famous thing that we all know about you.
What movie was it that he wore those trousers in? Was it Riddick?
I think it was the latest one.
Oh, so it was like Fast 9 at the time?
Maybe.
Hmm. So yeah, Jack tried to enter an eBay competition.
Could it be 10?
Vin Diesel's trousers. But instead ended up with a lovely signed photo of Jackie Chan.
Who I've since been educated about now and been like, oh no.
Like, if it helps, I reckon Vin Diesel's probably not no good either.
Yeah.
Do you think Vin Diesel's really wants, you know, big China?
Yeah, he's a big China advocate.
Vin Diesel's a big CCP guy.
Soon enough in this series, John Cena will be here. I'm telling you, there's a man who loves China.
Yeah.
Yeah. John's in a famous shill for the Chinese government.
And Gal Gadot will be here in a bit as well, who also has
Gal Gadot's
problematic government opinions.
Yeah, maybe we could kill off a lot of La Familia.
Maybe we could in this episode, yeah.
Yeah.
But so the other thing about this poster is that nobody's lit the same.
Nope.
You'd think in like a multi-million pound, obviously they're going to do a Photoshop, right? They're not going to just get everybody together, put them on a lot. That's what, you can't do that anymore. It is the year of our Lord, 2008, this was released? I don't know. I'm guessing, because the last one was 2006. So Fast Five,
2011. Big gap.
Big gap.
Huge.
I mean, the most, honestly, it was probably just one of those things where The Rock was like, I want to do it. They were like, God, get the gang back together quick.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that's that point where The Rock was still like box office money, right?
Do you think this was his big sort of, I think this was where he first, like, obviously you had The Mummy, but he's barely in that.
Don't forget The Scorpion King, the spin-off to The Mummy Returns, where he is the main character. That was his first starring role.
Yeah, and that, but that didn't like rock it off, did it?
And then he was in Walking Tall.
Oh yeah, and Welcome to the Jungle.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Let's have a look at The Rock's filmography.
No, not that Welcome to the Jungle. Wasn't he in a different film called Welcome to the
Maybe
Jungle?
Maybe he was.
Yeah, he's in a film called Welcome to the Jungle, and then
with,
he's in Jumanji.
Stifler.
with Sean William Scott, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. And then Walking Tall, is that the film where he just, for some reason, his weapon of choice is a big 2x4?
Yeah, just a big stick.
Which is a very funny, like, trademark weapon. He probably was like, people will maybe make an action figures of me with a big stick for years, and no one's thought about that film till this very second.
Supposedly based on a real person as well.
Oh, the stick guy.
Mm.
Based on, fuck, what's his name? Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He was also in this little film, which the guy who made Donnie Darko made, and he was playing himself. And what? I think he'd become the president.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So he was in The Mummy Returns and Long Shot as bit parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then his first starring role was The Scorpion King, where he played the titular Scorpion King.
Oh, I've just... The Rundown is the film that is known as Welcome to the Jungle in the UK, but it's called
And
the
then
Rundown
he did, yeah, USA. Welcome to the Jungle in 2003, Walking Tall 2004, Doom, can't forget.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Classic.
Fuck, Doom sucks so much.
Oh, I used to love that film as like an edgy teen.
There's like 20 minutes of Doom is in POV.
Yeah.
Like, it's in first person and it's horrible to watch.
The climactic action set piece is in first person. And then he was in Southland Tales.
Yeah.
As Jericho Kane.
What a name.
Yeah.
Two wrestler names.
Oh, and then so his first...
Two wrestler names.
His first part where he went by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as opposed to just The Rock, was in Gridiron Gang in 2006.
Now, can I say one interesting bit of fact about Gridiron Gang?
Yeah.
Do you know who his supporting actor in Gridiron Gang is?
Who is it?
It's Exhibit from this very film series.
Wow, and then they got back together for Fast and Furious 4. Incredible. Oh, would you like to know the first credit he had as Dwayne Johnson without any The Rock?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yes, Hannah Montana, 2007. One episode.
Do you know who else has very strangely done a Hannah Montana cameo?
Who's that? Exhibit?
Larry David.
Wow.
That is the one thing that joined
it's
them.
It's so bizarre.
We could do a whole episode of just episodes. We could do a whole series of just episodes of Hannah Montana with cameos on it.
We could.
Yeah. And I reckon we will.
Definitely. And then Fast and Furious 5. Fast 5 was 2011. Followed by Journey 2, The Mysterious Island.
Yeah, Journey 2 is like one of those films that like it's a sequel to that has no relevance to the first film, right?
I don't know.
Is there a Journey 1?
Yeah, Journey 1, I'm pretty sure, is a Brendan Fraser's film, and it's like Journey to the Center of the Earth, and the second one's just called Journey 2, and it doesn't reference Brendan Fraser at all.
That's very funny. Brendan Fraser turned into The Rock at some point off screen.
In two separate film franchises, they've been like, we can't get Brendan back, we'll just get The Rock.
Do you want to know something very funny?
Yes.
Fast and Furious 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
7.3 on IMDb.
That's
out of 10.
Quite frankly, mental.
Fast 5 deleted scenes, 9.2.
Huge. What's going on in those scenes?
They deleted the best scenes.
You know, the deleted scenes is all just like very sincere, like emotional talking between Brian and Dom. And they're like,
maybe they are.
The fans won't like this. We've got to take it out. It's too much emotion. Now,
I think I'm right in saying this is the last Paul Walker one?
No, there's one, the London one's the last full Paul Walker.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
So 7 is technically in it, but he dies during filming.
I think...
But 6 is the last full Paul Walker
I think 7 is the one I've seen then, because I'm pretty sure it was his last one that I saw.
Okay, well, that makes sense, because that's the only one that anyone would make a point of going to see, because they're like, how is this going to work?
Yeah.
Has anyone also, just while we're talking about The Rock's filmography, has anyone noticed the film he made immediately before Fast 5? It's called Faster.
It is called Faster. I feel like I've got like such a vague memory of having seen Faster.
I reckon he made that film and then really liked it and was like, fuck, I should do more of just this exact movie.
Just really likes the word fast.
Billy Bob Thornton's in that movie.
Oh, he's pretty good.
And it does the card, the me and Mac's least favourite thing, where the main character is just called Driver and the antagonist fuck is off. Just called Cop.
This is all coming back to Tenet again, where we wanted to be a guy who was called Protagonist and I wanted to shoot him. It made me so angry. It doesn't matter. Just give him a throwaway name.
Yeah.
Chris.
Dreyfus. Who cares? Just give him
Steve.
A name.
Except that, of course, you can't do that because, as we realized, The Fast and the Furious is a franchise based around a character called Brian, which is the worst action movie name you could possibly have.
See, when you kind of ran through the character names with me, I thought these were ones you'd made up and Brian was just a funny name.
No, Brian is apparently the name of Paul Walker's character.
I am almost certain his name is Brian O'Connor, which again is, it is Brian O'Connor, yeah. Like the most like right down the middle name you can imagine. It's what that is. That's literally like, imagine a name. I thought you're like, got it. That's the first one that'd come up. And yeah, the other guy's called Dom Toretto.
Another thing I noticed, if you looked at this in a glance, you could very much think this film is called Ast 5.
You could think it's called Ast 5.
The way they've layered the font here.
Yes.
It also does look a bit like they're all in heaven.
And that's also, sky is very prominent in this.
Well, the thing that I wanted to bring up, right, is that in each of the posters before now, there have been the main cast, right, usually just heads, and then very prominently featured fast cars going fast, right?
Yeah.
This is the first one where you can barely see a car in it, right?
Yeah.
If you glanced at this, you'd be forgiven for thinking that there were no cars in this poster. But then you look very closely and you see that behind what I assume is the entirety of La Familia, there are hints and portents of cars.
And one of them is a big Land Rovery thing, which I'm pretty sure is The Rock's Jeep, which is not a fast car, I might add, in this film. Like, it is just a big wrecking ball of a thing.
Do you think
there's actually no fast cars?
There's so many musicians in this. Do you think Tracy Chapman is just sitting there staring at his platinum record for fast car, just furious that nobody's called him yet?
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
How good would it be if they did have Tracy Chapman in Fast X Part 2 just as a bit?
I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
That they were behind it all along.
Yeah, the architect of all your pain.
Yeah.
It would be fucking incredible if the last film had a really hard trap rap remix of Fast Car as the closing song.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, it really would cheer me up. I don't know if anyone else can hear that. I don't know if it's coming through the mic. But outside my house this very second, there's a guy with a really souped up Beamer and he's just revving it outside the window. So if you can't hear the background noise, just pretend we've put that in for the movie.
But yeah, the sky is so prominent. This is kind of why I thought it might have been...
Maybe this is the one where they go to space.
It could be.
I'm starting to think so. We might be starting to get into this a little bit.
No, that's fine. Let's go ahead.
But I'm going to say right now that Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays the Sky King.
Oh, shit. Okay. That they've got a heist. They've got to heist him.
They got a heist in the clouds.
Yeah. He's got some sort of like sky like fortress or some shit that they've got to do a big heist on.
Sky fortress?
And they've got to drive cars in the sky. And Vin Diesel's like, you can't get cars in the sky. That's just planes, and planes are shit.
It's like, have you not seen the third sequel to the Cars films? It's called Planes. And then Dominic Toretto goes, that's the only
reason. No, but I've seen Planes too.
And then they have to, they all get those flying cars from the Scaramanga has in The Man with the Golden Gun.
Yeah, perfect. Can I get,
I think what they have to do first is they're going to heist like a famous film cars museum for all the famous flying cars.
Yeah,
so
they've got the car from Greece, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
The DeLorean.
Yeah, that one from The Man with the Golden Gun. The DeLorean from Back to the Future.
It's so funny to get the DeLorean. They'd be like, we've had so much fucking hassle going back in time for three films. We could have just stolen this car this whole time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if we mentioned they went back in time for two movies.
You did.
Also, Brom.
Brum.
Can Brum fly?
Yeah, Brum's got little wings that like come out, right?
Is that not the is that a two?
That's
Chitty
Chitty Bang Bang.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna
very similar cars.
Also, do also, we
maybe they get Brum anyway, because it's in that same museum.
Do we really want to bring the idea of sapient cars into
it's surely coming.
Hold on a second. What if one of the cars is Optimus? That's how they get in the sky, baby. Robots can fly, certainly, surely.
Surely.
Well, Bumblebee can, right? I don't know. I've never seen any of them.
I watched the most recent Transformers film recently, and the end of it genuinely made me stand up on the plane and turn around to Alan and the robot behind me and say, what do you hear about this fucking movie?
Okay, so I'm looking at Brum, and it doesn't look like Brum can fly.
Yeah, I don't think they had the budget for it, but...
He is, however... fucked looking. Well, how recently have you seen Brum? Like an image of Brum?
Not that long ago.
Do it now. He looks awful. Brum looks like a serial killer.
Oh my God, he's horrible.
I mean, if it was a dark night and you just saw those lights, those headlights
like,
light up.
He always looks like he's about to lamp someone.
Hold on a second. Well, I've got an idea then. What about this? Right, what if The Rock is the Sky King and they're going to heist him, but The Rock has Brum like an attack dog.
Oh, there we go.
And Brum comes out and like bites the tires of everyone's cars.
Nice.
So they
and
can't
sometimes
drive.
The Rock is riding around in Brum, but Brum is so small and The Rock is so large.
Yeah, just legs really far up by his ears.
Yeah.
He's like down like you like he's doing a squat position, but he's just got just his little index fingers on the wheel. And he's like, I'll get you, Toretto.
I love that. If anybody's listening right now and has Photoshop or art skills, please do us a Photoshop of Dwayne The Rock Johnson riding Brum.
Saying, I'll get you, Toretto.
Saying,
I'll get you, La Familia.
La Familia, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So if we establish it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the DeLorean, Scaramanga car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we doing Optimus?
The car from Greece.
Lower level.
I think we need to...
I don't think the Transformers can fly.
No. What about Herbie the Love Bug?
Can Herbie fly?
Again, can't fly, but again, you need someone on the ground. They always have the nerd.
Well, no, actually, Matt was
needs
right.
Needs to do some hacking, needs to be on the ground.
That's true, but I don't think they need a car to do that, right? I think they just need a bloke.
Yeah, but... It'll be relevant in some way. Guy sat on the back in a laptop as Herbie is trying to get him away from danger. So he's been attacked by...
Well, I think we're all forgetting the perfect hacker car. Knight Rider.
Of course.
Hello, Dominic. The Dom's like, hey, I don't know. This is a thing Wasp established in the first
talking
episode.
Talking cars, crazy.
I think Dominic Toretto sounds like Sylvester Stallone, and I don't know why.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, I think the only thing I think the only thing I've seen Vin Diesel in might be Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if I've ever seen a Vin Diesel film.
Do you know
have I seen Riddick? No, I've not seen Riddick.
I've seen two of the Riddicks, but not the newer one. And they're very wildly different tones. The first one's like a very scary, like, oh, we're all trapped on an alien planet. There's a monster chasing us and Riddick needs to save us movie. And the second one's just like a mad space opera like Star Wars where Riddick can't look directly at the sun because he's been in the dark for too long. It's mental.
No, he's had eye surgery.
Oh, yeah. So
that's the point. He's had mirrors put in his eyes so he can see in the dark. But it means that he has to wear goggles all the time when it's daytime.
I think I liked them at the time. I don't think I'd like them now.
I think Pitch Black's a good movie.
There's a bit, is it Pitch Black or Riddick where someone says, I've lost sight of him, and then immediately he's just in the helicopter.
It could be any of them. That's the whole thing about Riddick, isn't it? He's just like a...
But yeah, there's a bit where like someone's trying to snipe him out of a helicopter and they turn to the captain and say, I've lost sight of him, then he's just in the helicopter.
So yeah, you haven't even seen any of the... you haven't seen The Last Witch Hunter or any of the Triple X...
Nope.
You haven't seen Triple X...
Not seen any Triple X's.
Return of Xander Cage.
How could you not have seen Return of Xander Cage?
I mean... I might, one, weirdly, on, I, there's a on. Chance I've seen the Triple X that's got Ice Cube in it.
Have you seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yes.
Well, he's in it for like 10 minutes.
I have no memory of him in that film.
Yeah, I don't think he does much in it. No, that's about it.
So yeah, I think having a Kit and a Herbie, at some point when the hacker's trying to do something, Dwayne Johnson is sending... The Sky King is sending the cloud police after the hacker to stop him from hacking. So he needs to get out of this situation quickly. So he's jumping in the back of Herbie, continuing to hack as Herbie begins to make an escape.
Also, Herbie very much seems the appropriate car for Ed Sheeran to drive in a Fast and Furious style.
That's true. Ed Sheeran, yeah, definitely could drive a Herbie.
And it also means he doesn't actually have to drive. He could just be a little loser kid and Herbie drives himself.
Yeah, I think when they do the heist in the famous car museum, they don't even try and take Herbie. Herbie starts following them and they're like, come on, get!
Get out of here, Herbie. What are you going to do?
That would be really good because then you can have a scene towards the end where Ed Sheeran knows that the room he's in is going to explode and he has to do that thing, you know, like the famous Harry and the Hendersons thing. I'm like, we don't want you, Herbie. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Herbie.
Yeah, and then Herbie sadly drives off while Ed Sheeran dies in a fire explosion.
Oh, so it's Ed Sheeran saying, get out of here, Herbie. It's me, Ed Sheeran. Get out of here. No, hang on. He's from the West Country. Get out of here, Herbie. It's me, Ed Sheeran. Hello. Are you doing a Fast and a Furious, or am? That's my Ed Sheeran impression.
Yeah. I'm just going to only do Michael Caine for any British character, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Except, of course, Jason Statham, if he appears.
Who has a perfect American accent, as we all know.
I'm not going to get into this. Anyway, right. Let's start the film then. So, oh yeah, just one quick thing. And this fits into what we've already established. I've done this for every movie so far. The one thing I know about Fast X is that at the end they heist a big vault and they take the entire vault out of the Sky Palace
where the Sky King lives.
Yeah. So they have to, instead of just taking the money from the vault, they have to literally drag the vault with them.
That's fine.
But I think that works well because then they could use it like, they could just throw it off the clouds, right?
Yeah.
Or wherever the fuck they're going. Now, I want to ask, do we think this is literally like a mythical place or is just The Rock got like a helicarrier thing like the Avengers base?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
You think he's like a big international spy that lives in the sky?
Yeah, he's
established, well, maybe he's declared himself the king of the...
Yeah, I think that's it.
Maybe what it is that he's done like a sea land thing. You know, like fucking sovereign citizen like homesteaders who go into international waters and buy like an oil rig and then make their own country. Maybe that's The Rock, but he's done it with a
up.
Yeah, he's done it with up.
And it's held up by balloons. He's
probably
upped it. He saw the film Up and he was
I
could do this.
The Rock is a billion, like a billionaire, a tech billionaire who saw the film Up.
This is perfect. Right. What if the thing he has, the vault they're taking, is a vault full of helium that he uses to keep his balloons up?
Because the helium shortage.
But they have to steal the helium. And the problem is that whenever they take the vault out, it doesn't drop. And they have to put more and more weight on it to get it to go down.
Could we end on a Italian Job style cliffhanger where instead of hanging off, it's going up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if it drops, it drops into London because, as we all know, Fast Six happens in London. Mm-hmm. That's important.
I think the Sky King. Do you remember in Spy Kids, he had the kind of thing where it turned people into
thumb people.
Yeah, he needs to make.
And you think that's what happened, and that's why The Rock looks like that because he's been turned into a thumb.
Yeah,
but he's making people made of clouds.
Yeah, I think that's good. It like fills them so full of air that they can no longer exist on the earth. They have to be up in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just zooming in on the poster now to pick a random person for that to happen. There's someone just just to the side of Dwayne the Johnson's leg.
Dwayne the John Roxon.
Yeah. There's someone just next to his leg there. I don't know who that is. I'm picking that person.
Is the one person of them, with the guy in their pocket?
Yeah, he looks a lot like Zac Efron, huh? From this.
That's the
token.
No, the person behind him. There's a guy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that person is Han from Tokyo Drift, who famously dies in Tokyo Drift
and then comes back in The Fast and the Furious. In Fast and Furious. God, the etymology of these is just so fucked.
There's someone just behind him, some guy, who it's very blurry, but he has a kind of Johnny Knoxville kind of air aura to him.
I think it would be good. I think Johnny Knoxville will be a good person to add to La Familia.
I think so. As himself.
And also, famously, you could just knock him off a sky thing and he'd probably land and get up and be all right.
Sure.
And I think he should be playing himself.
He went to the sky platform to do a stunt, and then Dwayne The Rock Johnson captured him and made him a sky boy.
He
can no longer exist on Earth.
In Men in Black 2, he's kind of like the sort of henchman of the...
That is weird, isn't it? It is weird that John Oxwell is a henchman in a sci-fi movie.
So maybe what happens is this, right? Because as Adam noted last episode, the villains of the Fast and the Furious franchise always end up as part of La Familia.
Yeah,
right?
Eventually, yeah.
So I think maybe these guys, they're relaxing, La Familia, they're having a barbecue, they're drinking Coronas with the label out and going, oh, that's a refreshing Corona beer that I love to drink with all of my friends. And they get a call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the call is from Tony Shopping. And they're like, Tony Shopping, you're you bastard. You fucked us over last time when we did DVD robberies. And he was like, I know, but now I need your help, the Fast and the Furious gang. Now I need La Familia, because there's even worse capitalism happening. It's sky capitalism, and The Rock is doing it, and we've got to stop him.
And did you know
The Rock is selling sky?
Did you know there's a world helium shortage?
I was trying to have a birthday party for my child.
Yeah. And do you know why? It's because The Rock's got a big safe full of helium and we've got to heist it. Otherwise, no one will ever speak in a squeaky voice ever again.
Your barbecues will be shit without balloons.
That's true. And they look around and all of their balloons are on the floor and they're like, shit, he's right. Tony Shopping, you may be a capitalist bastard who sells exploding DVD players to children, but just this once you can be in La Familia.
I think we said Tony Shopping was played by Richard E. Grant.
We did say that, yeah.
Which means Richard E. Grant's part of La Familia now as well. Do you reckon he then is like, my cousin, Corey Shopping, owns the world's biggest collection of movie-accurate cars? But we're no longer friends, so I reckon I can get you the plans.
I think maybe Sky King Jim or whatever, Hobbs the Sky King.
Yeah, Hobbsy.
Owns these cars. Because he's like, Tony Shopping's like, anything to do with the sky, right? Sky King Hobbs wants. He's like, this is mine. It's my property. I am the Sky King. Anything that goes in the sky, I'm going to have. So that's any helium, all the clouds he's laid claim to, right? And if any cars that fly, he's like maybe stealing planes or something, you know? Anything that goes in the sky,
that's
the Sky
a cold
King
open
Hobbs.
Right there.
Yes.
We're just seeing a plane being just on its flight and then suddenly
being stolen by The Rock.
Much like the opening of Moonraker, when the shuttle is stolen from the plane, but instead of it's the plane that's being stolen, and just leaves the shuttle, doesn't care about the shuttle, that just falls to the earth. He doesn't care about space. Let's get that clear. Doesn't give a fuck about space.
That's coming later. Space King Jeff will be along in the next movie. He's like, the, good he's the,
I mean,
the
if John
escalation.
Cena's not the space, the mayor of space. I'm going to go for mayor.
John Cena, the mayor of space. Yes. Yeah.
It'd be good to do a cold open where it's like Tyrese is on the plane Do you mean? And he's like, going down to ask
Tim Doritos on the plane.
Yeah,
he goes down to ask. He's grumbling.
Johnny Knoxville for it. Yeah, he goes to ask Johnny Knoxville on the flight or something. Yeah, he's like, Johnny Knoxville, I'm gonna go get his autograph. And then while it's there, Johnny Knoxville turns around and just goes, "Hello, Tom," and like shoots him with a tranquilizer dart. And then you just see
Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville's evil.
Yeah, he gets up. Just he tells everyone, he's like, everyone, nothing to worry about. The plane's not going down. Actually, it's going quite the opposite of down. It's going further.
You're
up.
All now the property of Sky King Hobbs.
This is a classic Jackass prank.
Yeah, everyone's a classic Johnny Knoxville. He shoots someone down. He's like, you think I'm fucking around?
He shoots Steve-O just in the face.
Yeah. Who's the bad? He shoots Bam because that everyone will be like,
"Oh, that's fine."
But yeah, I think they do that thing from Dark Knight Rises where a load of other planes attach to the plane and they just
yeah,
pick it up. Do you
exactly.
know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
And that's the cold open.
Yeah, and the plane. I think all the passengers worriedly getting off the plane, and then you just see like the crowd part, and there's the Rock there with a big robe on and
crowd and a big crown.
And he just opens his arms and that's it. And as his arms open, it just, with his hands opening, the Fast Five title stretches across the screen.
And then when it cuts to La Familia having a barbecue, maybe they've got like a welcome home Tim Dorito like sign up. You know, it's supposed to be his coming home party from the holiday that he's been on or whatever. And he's not turning up and they're all worried. And that's when they get the call from Tony Shopping, and they're like, "Tony Shopping, what have you done with Tim Dorito?" And he's like, "I haven't done anything, but I want to help you."
Yeah. Or maybe he knows he's like, the plane that Tom Dorito was on earlier has been captured. Maybe it's Tom and, who was Michelle Rodriguez? Was Yubi, wasn't it? Yubi Dorito?
Yubi Dorito, yeah.
They were partners in that timeline. So it's Michelle Rodriguez. Oh, no, Eva Mendes, sorry.
Cindy...
Lauper?
Cindy Posterling was Dom's partner, right? Yubi Dorito was Brian's partner in the alternative universe.
Yes, you're right. So it's Cindy and, which was Devin Aoki,
Devin Aoki, yeah.
Yeah. So the two of them are on the plane. They've been kidnapped, and Tony Shopping knows this because it was also he was waiting to get his supply of helium for his shopping center.
Yeah.
He's like, we're meant to have our big Thanksgiving Day parade soon and all the helium's been
taken. And there's just a very sad Jake from Adventure Time balloon.
He's like, the Garfield balloon collapsed and suffocated four of my friends.
Yeah. And and so they're like, okay, well, I guess the enemy of my enemy, you know? We've got to stop this Sky King Hobbs. And if you're in a position to help us out, then, you know, I guess we'll team up, right?
Yeah.
Does
maybe it's one of those
Gooey
things
Stiffen
where, like,
come back?
No, I think we should.
I think
bring Gooey
Stiffen
back.
Dies less, off screen.
Yeah, I think less we have to do Gooey Stiffen's voice, the better.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I think throughout this, we'll be cutting to. I've already forgotten the name of the person who has been captured in that plane in some sort
Tim Dorito.
Yeah, Tim Dorito in a dungeon. And he just keeps hearing this voice. In kind of bonding with this voice in the cell next to him. And of course it's Wee Man.
Of course it is.
I think that would be good. At one point you could have a very classic size joke because Tyrese Gibson's quite big and Wee Man famously is a wee man where he finally opens the door and looks in and there's no one there and then does the classic like, whoop, like just looks down and is like, oh, hello, Wee Man. Oh, it's Wee Man from Jackass.
He says.
And I want this to be the only instance where it happens. I think that might even be the case. You know, in Zoolander, when David Bowie's in it, just the name David Bowie shows up when he's on it. For some reason, his name flies up. Yeah. I don't think that happens at any other point, really. And I want that to only happen with Wee Man, where his name just flies on the screen.
It's Wee Man and then like the dictionary definition of Wee Man underneath it. And a like noun and then the pronunciation.
And the Latin root.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I reckon what happens is like Tony Shopping's like, now, the Sky King doesn't know this, but the person who designed my shopping center and his car museum were the same person. And I've managed to get the blueprints for his car
that's
museum.
Nice.
And then he sends them to them. And then that means everyone can figure out the heist together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe what does Ludacris think about this? Since he's a watcher and his planes, he knows everything that is ever going to happen in time and space. So does he think he has to help, or does he just like, yeah?
I think he's not there.
Yeah, is he like the Marvel watcher where he's not allowed to intervene? He just
yeah, but he has
done a lot of that.
Like the Marvel watcher.
I think he's more like the watcher in the water from the Lord of the Rings, where he's just got a load of tentacles.
Oh yeah, that's good.
You like that reference?
I like Ludacris just sitting in a corner, just with loads of Ethernet cables jammed.
Yeah,
in.
I'm thinking like the Minority Report thing. He's in like a sensory deprivation sort of tank, but it's just like a cardboard box filled with jelly.
Wait a second. What if it's what if the Knight Rider car needs like a host to take over, and Ludacris just voices the Knight Rider voices Kit?
So what Ludacris if Ludacris is a car now, and it's just never addressed?
Never addressed.
Is he just voices one of the cars now?
He's just a car.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What do you think, Ludacris Mobile?" And he's like, "I can't go up to no Sky Castle. I haven't got wings. I'm a car." And they're like, "Luda." And everybody laughs.
Maybe what has to happen is Ludacris is there to begin with. He goes on this heist for the museum and he gets sort of killed. But they have some sort of way of transferring his consciousness then into Kit. So from then on in, he is Kit from Knight Rider.
I think I've got the perfect solution to all of our ideas. Who's aware of the movie Lucy?
Yes.
Lucy unlocks 100% of her brain power and for some reason at the end turns into a USB pen. What if it's that, but he turns into one of those cigarette lighter plugs? So whatever car they could plug him into the cigarette lighter, he could take control of.
Yes.
That's very good. I like that a lot.
He's gained such sentience that he just was like, "I'm too powerful. I must be confined to a cigarette lighter."
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they can plug him into cars to take control of them.
Nice.
And the rest of the time, he just kind of appears like a little hologram walking around the place, like walking through people and stuff.
Yeah, anyway. Sure. No, I think you just hold it up and he's like a tiny hologram on top of it.
And there's a tiny little looter on there, yeah.
I like the idea as well. If he's in a car, he can project himself using the headlights to talk to people and stuff. Because then you can have a sad bit later on where he really wants to hug someone, like he falls in love with someone and he can't
like
touch
hand
them.
Goes through them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a nice bit.
And then tries to do it as the car and just runs them over.
Yeah.
Just
takes
them out.
Well, either that or they have like a Titan moment. No, not a reference for either of you?
No, I know. Yeah, someone gives birth to a horrible car person.
Oh, but first, before that, she fucks the car.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, people can do whatever they like. It's not illegal to fuck a car.
French people, certainly. They're going to do whatever they're going to do whatever they like. And sometimes... that's no good.
Can I make a suggestion for this heist? They do it all, and they've completely fucked it up, and the only one that gets out is Dom with the DeLorean. He's like, "Well, I guess we'll just try again." Mm-hmm. And he just drives back and goes and tells everyone what they did wrong, and then he comes back to the future, and the thing's just done.
I feel like maybe we can't keep going back in time. Every movie...
No, I know. But I think this is a funny way of doing the heist, right? Is to have the whole heist planned, do it all, and it's only the last second they fuck it up, and then Dom just goes back and is like, "Hey, this is going to go wrong." When he comes back to the future, it's done.
You could do it without them actually going back, kind of Bill and Ted style, where they just go there and they just say, "Okay, after we do this, we need to remember to go back in time and put this thing here, and then it's there." And that way you don't even have to do the time travel. You know it's happened, but you haven't actually had to see it.
That is true, yeah.
Would the telephone box be something in that museum? I don't know.
It would be funny actually to do the heist, and as they're doing it, realize they're going to make a mistake. And what happens is the DeLorean just appears in the museum, opens the door, and Dom's like, "Don't touch that car. Take all the rest and do it. It's a trick, or it's like a trap."
Yeah.
And then he disappears again. And then they're like, "Nobody touch Herbie."
Yeah, leave Herbie's Herbie alone. Don't pay any attention to Herbie.
Yeah.
Just slowly bashing into their leg.
I think what would be good if you do the DeLorean, then he goes back in time. Like, he goes and he knocks on the door of, like, the garage, and then he opens it, like, old back in time him. He panics, shoots himself in the head, and just has to replace himself.
But yeah, I think it'd be funny if just at some point during the thing, rather than have an actual time travel plot, you just have someone appear from the future and say, hey, just so you know, this car is fucked, don't take it. It's gonna, like, people will die if you take that car, and then they just disappear. And they don't take that. And then it means later on you have Chekhov's car that you can convince the Sky King to take during a final race.
What I'd really want it to be is a really old version of whoever it is, assuming it's Vin Diesel. Just a really old version of him that briefly comes back. Like, he's just remembered, oh shit, yeah, I gotta do that. Yeah, like, he knows he hasn't got long left. So he just comes out dragging like a little bag of some sort of medical liquid.
It's all the very oldest ones come back, and then Brian's only like 36. They're like, Brian, why are you only 36? And he's like, don't worry about it.
Hang on, how would he know? What?
And for some reason, the Sky King's with him, but they don't. No one just addresses it.
Anyway, sorry, let's get back to the heist. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Do you reckon it's just one of those things where genuinely it's just like, without having to go through all the details, it's just like full on run in, knock out a lot of guards, and then they just launch all the cars out the windows and have a brief car chase? Or do you think it's
So I think they do the heist, and then they jack the cars and they fly the cars up to the Sky King Hobbs big floating fortress that is from the one from the Avengers.
Yeah.
But held up by balloons.
A million balloons.
Yeah. And obviously at some point we have to have Dom and The Rock just full on fist fight it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of happening in the middle of it while everyone's kind of driving around.
You can see every time it cuts to one of their faces, they're almost like they're punching with one hand, but they're counting punches on the fingers of the other hand to make sure neither of them gets more punches than the other one.
I think in the center of this base, sort of attached by strings, is a bouncy castle that's filled with helium, which slightly floats. And that's going to be kind of like the fight pit.
The ring.
Which sometimes the Sky King likes to get some of the people from the plane to come in and fight. And
for his enjoyment.
Kind of like a helium-based Thunderdome.
Yeah, and the winner becomes a member of the Cloud Police.
Nice.
I think that would be a good... I think actually genuinely a fight pit that's a bouncy castle floating off the ground would be genuinely interesting to watch. I think that would be good.
Yeah, and so maybe like he's trying to force Dom Toretto and Tim Dorito to like battle out to the death, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that could be a thing that we're halfway through. They're like, hey, what if we just stab the castle and all the helium will get out and he'll be furious because he's so obsessed with keeping all the helium.
And then for the next 10 minutes, everyone's voice is very squeaky.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like he stabs it and he's just like, you fools, you have no idea what you've done here. I was going to use all that helium to keep flying this place. Like just that exact kind of scene where everyone's voice gets to the point where you cannot understand a word anyone's saying for the next 10 minutes.
Maybe there's a bit where like they've got the world's biggest pair of scissors and they've got a car strapped to each of the handles of it and they're just going around just like chopping all of the strings of the balloons and The Rock's stop that.
The Sky Palace just starts tipping to one side and the cars are sliding off it. You're going to see Herbie go...
I just thought of something that will have to happen pre them arriving. Ludacris and Wee Man will be put into the fight pit.
Tyrese and Wee Man.
Yeah. And there's going to be a moment where Wee Man clearly sacrifices himself. And he just does it by giving Mr. Dorito just one of those kind of looks people give people when they're about to sacrifice themselves in the film. And then just dives off. Does a big bounce and somersaults off of the sky base.
I really like the idea that he goes and but Tom Dorito has not figured out, so as he's jumping, just boots him in the arm. So he like launches him, like punts him like a rugby ball, not knowing that he was going to go anyway. And he's like, I won! And
he's so happy. He's like, fuck you, Wee Man.
As the plane's going up, as they're like in the background of everyone talking, you see through the window, and it like just blood hit the window. They've gone through the propellers going through. So I'm like, what the fuck was that? He's like, oh, Pride's the big bird. I wouldn't worry about it.
I mean, I think you do worry about it, right? If a bird goes through the jet, I think it breaks the jet engine.
Ah, well. I think if it's Wee Man, it certainly would. Wee Man's big enough that I think it would be a problem to get through a jet engine. Still a human. Very dense.
So, The point is they get up there. They get up there and they're immediately captured by Sky King Hobbs, right? And so then they've got to do a prison break, but from the sky.
Yeah.
As well as taking the vault.
Because Tony Shopping won't leave without it. They're like, come on, Tony Shopping. He's like, no, the vault full of helium. I've got to get it.
Well, I'm going to guess that Vin Diesel is going to, at some point, challenge the Sky King.
I think that's maybe
what
happens.
For the crown in the fight pit.
But crucially, he's like, I'm not going to fight on your turf. And then the Sky King Hobbs is like, well, I'm not going to fight on your turf. You know, your turf is the ground, my turf is the sky. And so maybe they just have to have the climax is a big, massive boat race between, which is the midpoint between the ground and the sky.
As we all know. I think it is actually very funny for them just to have a full-on scrap in a pool. Like, just a swimming pool, the two of them are still having a fist fight. It's like punching the shit out of each other.
Slowly walking towards each other.
They start off using pool noodles and just whacking each other.
Yeah, they're doing the butterfly. And
yeah. The rocks, you're actually not allowed to do that. It's actually very dangerous. I really like the idea as well that Dom Toretto wins by kicking a hole in the bottom of the pool so all the water runs out so it's on land, his territory. And he's like, you're on land now, brother. And it just beats the shit out of him.
He punches him in the face and goes, welcome to Earth.
The Rock's like, I don't understand. I was born on Earth and lived there most of my life. How have I become so weak here? Dom just beats the ever-living
fuck out
of
him. My bones have become so brittle from all of the helium that I've consumed.
I've had no pressure on me for months.
And this is when, meanwhile, Ed Sheeran is down hacking to open the cells that contain the rest of the team.
Yeah. And so then, the team, they get out and they have to do, like, a big fight to get to the cars, and then they attach the cars to the safe and drive the safe off of the... off the floating fortress, which I assume then crashes.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think the thing is all their cars are off one side of it, so it's kind of like dragging the safe out of the little block it's in.
Yeah.
But then the safe floats and all the cars are just dangling off it, but the platform below it just drops down. Do you
nice.
Mean the Sky King thing just falls down while they're attached to a safe full of helium?
Yeah, and then they're like, what do we do? We've got to drive, but we've got to drive down. And so they all drive down and they pull the helium.
What's a good bit here as well is the Sky Palace is falling and the Rock's just lying on the ground defeated, looking up, seeing the shadow get closer, goes like a Looney Tunes cartoon. And then Vin Diesel pulls him out of the way. And you know, that kind of thing where like that's how you can establish them being partners for next time.
And then the Sky King's like, maybe the ground's not so bad after all. And then Vin Diesel invites him to a barbecue.
Falls over and skins his knee and he's like, ah, fuck, what's that? I hate this. I hate the ground. He's
like, I hate the ground and the stones and all the parts of it. I would never be named after anything like this. I would never be named after this kind of thing. That's why they call me Luke the Air Hobbs.
Yeah.
I reckon he pulls him out of the way, saves him, and then like, I don't know, Dom says some stupid line of like, even families fight sometimes. Even if they've not established being friends.
I feel like I don't think that The Rock becomes La Familia this film.
No.
I feel like, you know, they end things on like a sort of a note of grudging respect, right? And they're like, now listen here, Sky King Hobbs, you can live in the sky if you want, but you've got to stop stealing planes and all of the helium. And he's like, okay, I guess.
Maybe at the end of the film, it's like he's like wandering off, like upset. Like he's like, I don't know where to go now. And Ed Sheeran has come out and just like gives him like a little hot air balloon or something. He's like, you can have this. And as it takes off and everyone's waving bye to him, the little rope is also around Ed Sheeran's ankle. And he just goes, oh!
And then you watch him.
And then we just
get sucked into a jet engine.
And Herbie follows after.
Yeah, and we just never see Ed Sheeran again in the movie series.
And then obviously...
Also importantly to note...
The text comes up, Ed Sheeran died on the way back to his home planet.
And a very important thing to note is also Gal Gadot is in this film, but not in our version. does not get any dialogue or time on screen.
I don't see her in the poster. She's not here.
I think what happens is that we have at the end, we have the final barbecue. Gal Gadot walks in with a machete or something, just ready to go. And then suddenly, Wee Man falls from the sky and crushes her.
That's very good.
And then looks at the camera, and that's when you get bow, bow, bow. End credits.
I just want to point out, we didn't put Brom in this movie.
I'm fine with that.
That's post-credit scene.
Post-credit scene, The Rock's driving around in Brom.
Yeah, the post-credit scene is just him in the hot air balloon coming in land. He's like, what's that? And then you just see the two eyes flash.
That's nice, yeah. And then Brum's in the next movie.
Yeah, because the next one's in London, mate. It's fucking London.
Which is famously where Brum is from.
Yeah, that's certainly why he's called Brum. And not any other city in London, in England.
I assume that he was called Brum because that's the noise the cars make.
I don't think he's from Birmingham.
I assumed
not that he's a Brum.
From Birmingham. He might be from Birmingham, I don't know.
I think that's an insane thing to think, that the car is called Brum because of where he's from, not because cars go Brum Brum.
Can I just tell you now, Brum is set in Birmingham.
Oh, there we go then.
All right.
Maybe then that's not even the name of the car. It's just this is what happens in our city.
Maybe.
it's just stories about Birmingham.
It's like New York's a character in Sex and the City. Birmingham is just the main character of Brum.
It's referred to as the big town in the show, but they very clearly show the bull ring, etc., quite a lot. But yes, Brum is probably named after the noise.
A bit of both.
To a lesser extent, the city. But look, let's not worry about it. He's just a silly little rude car, and he's not in this film. He's in
Is he rude?
Yeah, he's kind of rude.
He's definitely like a scamp.
Yeah, he's a little rapscallion.
He's usually just, stopping. I feel like there's one he stops a crime.
I feel like he always stops a crime.
Stops some sort of crime.
Which means that, really, he's a cop. ACAB includes Brum.
Yeah. All cops are Brum.
All cops are Brum.
All cars go...
All cars are Brum.
Are Brum. Well, there we go. A perfect film. What more could you ever want?
A following five of them, I guess.
Yeah, quite. Let's hope that what more people could want is another five. Because otherwise, our metrics are not going to go well.
Jack Wasps, where can people find you? Please plug anything you've got going on. The one thing I know that you've got going on, plug
that. Twitch.tv/waspkillbears. You can see me do a show with Mac on there as well.
That's true.
We do Disney Plus Us. We trawl the vintage section of Disney Plus. And I watched The Cat from Outer Space yesterday.
How was it?
I'm excited to discuss it with you.
Give us a one sentence review as a little teaser.
Long.
All right.
Oh, exciting. Not even a full sentence, a single word. Yeah. You just really tease the life out of
it. A sentence fragment, if you will.
Okay. Wow. Feels long.
Okay. Feel line.
Very good.
Anyway, we haven't done this much. Are we still doing the what movies have you watched recently thing, or is that going to be too hard?
No, we haven't done a media section so far this series. Let's do one now.
Okay. Wasps, other than the Cat from Outer Space, have you seen any movies you've enjoyed recently?
I recently watched...
Or TV, actually, as well.
Or TV. Well, obviously, it's Pottery Time. I don't know when this will go out, but at the moment it's Pottery Time, which is... one of my all-time favorite TV shows, Pottery Throwdown. Film-wise, though, I really, really enjoyed Theatre Camp. Have you seen that?
No,
but everyone's been telling me to watch it, and I really thought I'd hate it.
I think Mac was very rude about Theatre Camp a while ago, if I remember rightly.
I really thought the trailer looked dog shit, but everyone I know who's seen it said it's very good.
Yeah, it's one of those... It's one which... It was a lot better than I was expecting, because... I'd seen the trailer, but I was like, same thing, looks dog shit. But then I saw a review which explained it's kind of like, because I'm a big Christopher Guest fan, Best in Show is like maybe my favorite film. Yeah. And it's got like heavy that vibes, which they kind of explained in the review. So I was like, oh, I'll check it out then. And I really enjoyed it. It was just a surprise how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think I might watch it. Everyone's been really glowing about it. But it's kind of the same thing as like the Wonka thing, where it had the worst trailer ever, and yet everyone I know who's seen Wonka says it's pretty good, and I don't understand how that could be, because the trailer, again, is dog shit.
Do you know, and I think this is genuine, the worst trailer I've ever seen came out last year. I'd never seen a trailer as bad, and that was for that Gran Turismo film. It was genuinely the worst trailer I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I can't imagine ever watching that movie.
No.
Also, didn't someone tell me that the actual driver that's based on killed someone in a race or something? And like has pretty much not raced for like 2 years because they're shit.
Could be.
Yeah.
Isn't that the film where they were like, oh, we've got this? No, it's based on the guy who was really good at a video game and then became an actual racing driver.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing of him being like, I've drove this track more than you have. They're like, well, you haven't really, cunt.
Yeah, it's like a real life shitter version of The Last Starfighter.
Yeah. No good.
No. Anyway, what have you been watching, Mac?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Mutant Mayhem.
Fuck yeah! What a movie!
Some of the best voice acting I've seen in years.
Mr. Like Beast is in that.
Yeah, he's the best bit.
He's the best.
No, genuinely, I think the voice acting in that film is like some of my favorite of all time. The little team of mutants, like that, are all like character actors more or less, and they all just knock it out of the park doing like just bits.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's just a really fun film. Ice Cube in it is tremendous, and Jackie Chan as Splinter is tremendous, and it made me feel really good in my heart, and it was just fun as well. So one of those films I'm like, that is the kind of film that pretty much any situation I would be willing to put it on and watch, because it'll just be a bit of fun for like 90 minutes or whatever. That's it, Matt.
Good. I haven't watched anything recent, but I watched yesterday the Stuart Gordon, Charles Band collaboration, Dolls,
mm-hmm.
from 1982, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. They were making it back to back with the film From Beyond, which is much better known.
Mm-hmm.
But Dolls is a wonderful little kind of like dark fairy tale, I guess, about this house with a creepy old couple in it who make dolls, but the dolls come to life at night and they do moiders of people, and then the people that they moider turn into dolls. And the only way to survive is if you're a child at heart and if you if you're a cool guy. And it is a lot of fun. It's got a lot of very good stop motion, like marionette work.
That is good.
A lot of dolls do like creepy smiles in it.
Oh.
And there's a lot of like, you can't see anything on screen, but what you're hearing is a lot of like scrabbling and like high-pitched giggling. Like, like that.
Not for me.
And everybody's looking around. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's in the Arrow Video Empire of Screams video store box set, which also contains the films Arena, Robot Jocks, Dungeon Master, and one other one, which I forget. All good. All worth your time.
I reckon.
A look at them. Buy it if you have a DVD, a Blu-ray player in your house.
That sounds like the kind of thing my partner would love, and she'll tell me about it when I don't watch it with her because I'm scared.
Hey folks, we unfortunately lost Mac's audio from here till the end of the show, but don't worry. Using the magic of technology, I have seamlessly replaced his voice with an AI exact copy. So you'll be hearing that from now on. Don't worry, you won't even notice.
You would, honestly, Mac, you would enjoy it. It's one of those ones where it's like, it's the 80s, so it's not really scary. It's just like charming.
Wow, okay Matt, you've convinced me. I sure am glad to have you around as you always give me such great life advice.
Yeah.
You're also handsome and cool and I wish I was more like you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have time for today. Thanks to Jack for coming on the show, and to you dear listeners, please come back next week for more fun podcasts. I'm off to eat a Tatey brunch bar and some Tato crisps now. But as I, Mac, always say, it's a good day to be a fast boy, but it's a great day to be a poster boy.
Bye.
Good night, America.